I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
These clowns.
Welcome to the start of another Sixers season, everyone. Joel Embiid not playing tonight, not playing this weekend. And then we'll reevaluate the whole thing. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, it's the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. Hugh, a lot going on. Here's what we do know. We know that we will not have...
He ain't playing tonight.
He ain't playing tonight. Neither is Paul George. So we got Tyrese Maxey and friends against the Milwaukee Bucks.
I'm excited to see that. I mean, you know, the outcome might not be what we want it to be, but I'm excited to see Tyrese Maxey's growth as a young player. I mean, he is the future. I'm kind of like Jamil on this. Jamil, I'm channeling my inner Jamil with this one.
Yeah.
Because he's basically, like, it's funny. He came over here and chastised us, and he basically just gave up. He's 3 years in the future.
Which coping in the city is your favorite coping? Is it Sixers coping as we go through the different emotions during the year? Is it Philly's coping when things go wrong? Or is it Eagles coping is some of the...
I like Sixers coaching. Yeah, I mean, coping. Because Sixers fans... They wrap their mind. I love when they say he's a big guy. He's 200-something pounds. Da-da-da-da-da. What do you want from him? I'm like, interesting. But if it was Jalen or somebody else, oh, they're going, man, listen. They're going crazy. But it's funny. I mean, I get it. It's different sport, and I know people are going to say that. But it's common sense is common sense to me.
Well, but common sense ain't something like to say.
Sometimes, yeah, common sense ain't common. But – you gave this man an extension, and now he's not out there. Now you're telling everybody, hey, we're wrapping up for the playoffs. Like, when the playoffs start, you're just going to mow over everybody that's been playing together. Mm-hmm. How long did it take the Boston Celtics to break through? What, 7 seasons?
Yep.
And they look like a well-oiled machine right now. They look like they've gotten over the hump, and they're ready to take it to the next level. They look like they're ready to – add some more championships to their already full championship room.
They absolutely could. By the way, just looking at Embiid's contract, so everyone has something to smile about today. Ready for this? $51 million this year, $55 million next year, $59 million the following year, $27-28 million, $64 million, $28-29 million, $69 million.
That's a lovely payday. I ain't mad at it. I mean, you know, when you talk about the realm of, you know, that he's in. I mean, they gave him the money. Who am I to be upset because they re-signed a guy who was hurt during the course of being in the Olympics and came back and he got some more money?
Well, I can be mad. It's a salary cap.
Yeah, you can be mad, but, you know, for what? They gave it to him.
Well, it's therapeutic for me. I like getting upset.
Then you threw the head coach out there.
Not hard to get mad, Hill.
Hey, then you threw the head coach out there and said, hey, well, what do you want me to do? He said,
I do feel for Nick Nurse in this.
What do you want me to do?
He's an Anderson bystander.
He
works for the circus, but he's not really that much part of the circus.
What you want me to do?
All right, before we go any further, Hugh, let's give people a third clue. We haven't given this away yet. We have a $50 gift card to Klondike Kids Restaurant.
Because nobody's thinking, man. You got to think.
And Saloon in Newark, Delaware. We'll be there tomorrow from 10 to 2. You can use your gift card and hang out with us tomorrow or whenever you want to go down. KlondikeKids.com for details. Why don't you give everyone the first two clues and then the new clue number 3.
The first clue was Joe dressed up like this character from this show for Halloween. Second, Joe has seen every episode of this show. And the third clue is this show ran from 1985 to 1992.
Yeah, so I was very young in the beginning of this run of the show. I saw the episodes I saw in syndication. So that gives you a little...
Yeah, this is... I mean, and when y'all hear this, y'all going to be like...
You might be surprised. Yeah, you might be surprised. 215-592-9494. Let's get to some phone calls here. Your calls, get as many as we can quickly here. And then we got to get to a little What If Wednesday based on what's going on in the NFL right now. Mike in Norristown. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How's it going?
Good, what's up, Mike. Man? What's up, buddy?
I'm over it, man. Embiid is... Mr. Glass from Unbreakable, I'm over it. $54 million a year, opening day, and you can't play? People pay good money, he makes good money, and he doesn't even make an effort. He plays every game in the Olympics, not a problem. I think he's picking and choosing, and he's showing us how soft he is, and we need to move on from him.
Well, the hard part is, Mike, I mean, the contract. They just gave him an extra extension. So I know a team would take him, right? Teams are desperate for great players in the NBA. Someone would, but you're not getting great stuff back for Embiid if we wanted to trade him right now. Like, if we called another team that has a top 15 player in the league, Hugh, they would say, no, we're not taking on that contract. And he's a great player, but we're not giving you our great player for yours.
That's interesting. When you think about it like that, yeah. I mean, you're right. You're definitely right.
Yeah, Mike, it's a shame. It's a shame that we're here right now.
Yeah, I think we could. I think somebody would take him, and I think we could build on it. Like, right now, I think actually somebody would take him. Like, the Lakers. The Lakers won a championship in the worst way. I could see them going for him.
I started to think, to your point, I was thinking that, but man, they just re-signed him and they're going to give him all that money. He'll probably be a part. He has to go to a team that already has some established players. He can't be the focal point of that team if he went there.
Absolutely. Like, he'd go to the Lakers with LeBron. I think he could do that. I think that they would do it. They won a championship. LeBron's on his last leg. I think they would do it. They got the money. They don't care. They would pay the money for him to play.
Well, you know what? It's amazing we're here on day one of the season, Mike, but here we are. All right, Mike, give us a guess for Hugh's Clues. What show are we talking about?
I'm going to say Cheers.
That's a good guess. I did like Cheers a lot, Mike. That's a good one. And Cheers has the kind of cast you could do like a costume contest with other people and kind of be the different characters. Not it, but a good guess.
You know, it's funny because I have friends that are listening to the show and they're chiming in as people are guessing.
Yep.
You know what? Two guests came in back-to-back, the same one.
Is it the right one?
No.
Oh.
Different Strokes.
I love Different Strokes. I probably have seen most of those episodes.
So you missed the drumming.
Well, I mean.
Because you couldn't be Arnold Willis.
I'd love to be Willis. Willis was a great character.
You know, it's funny. Full disclosure, when I think about some of these costumes, and I think about the black characters and you playing them, that has the potential to be a costume fail for some people.
Not, sure,
not
well,
for
course.
You, baby.
That's costume cancellation. Joe's gonna be out.
I mean, I've seen some people like I've. They're not my friends, but I've seen people that, especially in the South, be like, "Oh, dog, that might."
So are you on? Are you hoping to recreate and do a costume thing next week here? Where the cast of Different Strokes?
No. Who? Okay. Okay. Would I be Arnold or Willis?
Well, you got to pick. Yeah.
Man.
You get first dibs.
That would be wild. That would definitely be wild. But no, not really. How about we do Homie the Clown? I like that one.
I have an idea, actually.
What you got?
You should dress up as this famous actor that once starred in a TV show called Arliss.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be, you know, that's art imitating life.
Do you have the cowboy hat?
I don't. I don't have the hair either.
Well, that makes two of us.
You? What do you mean you're out of the deal? You told me you wanted to diversify.
Look here, Stanley. Watching Hugh Douglas get one before 100 grand, when for that, I can get a whole bunch of cows.
Exactly. Hey.
Cows? What are you going to do with cows?
We like steak. Porterhouse.
I've got 100 grand on the line here.
Sorry, partner. You got to find somebody else to do this deal.
Exactly.
This might be an early daily Douglas, but I looked up yesterday. To buy a cow, it's like 2 grand.
Excuse me?
No, wait a minute. I forgot. It was either to buy a half a cow.
Wait, hold on.
Or a cow. It's 2 grand.
How do you buy a half a cow?
Well, you get it. You cut it up. You go to the butcher, right?
Oh, you're trying to eat this thing, not have it as a pet?
Listen, since I bought a house,
yeah.
Well, I got a house, I was going to get a cow and, like, put all the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Meat in the refrigerator. I was trying to figure out.
When you say you're going to get a cow, people assume it's alive.
Well, no, it's a little more clear. At some point, it's not going to be. I'm going to unalive the cow.
Are you planning on unaliving the cow?
I'm going to unalive the cow. Personally. Not me personally. No, I'm not going to do
that. You're going to get a living cow and then take care of it?
You pick out the cow.
And then you're going to be the one that does
you can pick out the cow and be like, hey, let me get that one.
But wait a second.
And then they do what they do.
Oh, they do. I thought you were alluding to that you're going to take care of the cow.
No, I'm not going to take care of the cow. But I thought about it. I mean, not me thinking about taking care of the cow.
Why don't you just go to the store and get meat like normal?
No, because it's cheaper in the long run to get the cow and unalive it and put the meat in the refrigerator. So but that's a lot of meat.
If you
pause.
I would have rolled him until he told me no. I didn't even think about it like that.
If you get this cow, you need to help out Nick Sirianni, who desperately needed a glass of milk in that press conference.
Hasn't had one in 20 years.
I can't believe.
Where'd the milk question come from?
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20 years.
I can't believe people still drink milk, man.
Do you know one of our coworkers here drinks milk? Do you know about this, Kyle?
Oh, it's Tucker, right?
Tucker.
He's a big milk guy.
When I would work with Tucker at night, he would bring in, I'm not kidding with you guys, half gallons a night and just knock that thing out, like during the show.
Excuse me.
See, this thing called the internet, when I start seeing how they process the milk and stuff, I'm like, I'm cool. Because the milk, white is not the original color of milk. It's not.
What color is it?
It's not white.
It's somewhat white.
Well, with a little tint.
Oh, yes.
It's
a little tinted.
Yeah, it's a little tinted. And it's when you look at it, you're like, I'm good.
Farmer Douglas over here buying half cows and telling us how the milk production
good, but
works.
I did think about buying a cow.
All right, we'll get to pasteurization in the next hour. All right, let's before we go any further, can we do a little What If Wednesday here? Sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes Fly and fill up on wings in 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes.
It's time for What If Wednesday.
What if the Philadelphia Eagles did not trade a third-round pick for Jahan Dotson before the season? You see what's going on in the NFL. Trade deadline's a couple weeks away, right?
Yeah.
And we're seeing a lot of movement here. So this morning, DeAndre Hopkins traded from the Titans to the Chiefs for a fourth round. I believe it actually is a conditional fourth. It could be a fifth. It's either a fifth or a fourth. And then there's a rumor out there that Cooper Kupp could be on the move, and that sounds like it's a second-round pick. And I'm just and last week it was, what, Amari Cooper went for a third?
Yeah, something like that. A lot of receivers moving teams.
Well, and they're also all going for around the price that Jahan Dotson did. Hugh, what if Wednesday...
We could have got a better receiver.
Yeah, what if we didn't waste a third-round pick? And that, right now it feels like a waste, right? Jahan Dotson feels like he's not even part of the season. They're throwing the ball less, obviously going to get less targets for the slot guy. Feels like Howie made a mistake on that one when he could have waited and gotten a better player for the same price.
I think at the time, though, I mean, it's kind of like buying a car. I mean, I know that's a pretty bad analogy, but it is. You know, the deal that you get for the car might not be the same that someone gets later on in the year for the same car. So it's one of those things where I don't look at it that bad. I wish we'd have got him. I wish we'd get more production out of him.
Sure.
But, hell, Schmitty only got one target last week. Maybe we win a game.
Maybe he's not good or open.
I think it's kind of hard to say because the quarterback, for whatever reason, has not been accurate. He's been a little late in some of his throws. So I don't think that's a fair assessment. If I'm trying to be fair and balanced in this situation, I don't think that's a fair assessment because we've seen right before our eyes this team just shift gears and we've become more of a running team. Mm-hmm. So I think that there's going to be a time and a place where Jahan Dotson gets a chance to shine.
Well, he might have to. I mean, he did start a couple games because of the injury to A.J. Brown. I just look at it like this. If you told Howie now, I know you can't do this, your analogy with the car thing, Hugh. If you told Howie now what the price of cars are, right, if we're using receivers as cars around the deadline,
mm-hmm.
there's no way if he could go back in time, he would have made the trade, right? Like, better players are going for this. Amari Cooper went for a very similar price. Amari Cooper's way better.
Traded a few times, though.
He has been, yeah.
Yeah, he's been around the block.
I think that's more a product of the Cowboys and the Browns more than and the Raiders. He's played on some weird
Cowboys.
Teams.
They traded him away, and now Jameis the starter in Cleveland.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of receivers moving. I don't expect the Eagles to spend another resource on a receiver. I If they trade for something before the deadline, which is a week from Tuesday, I would think it's what? Going to be a pass rusher? If they trade for one thing before the trade deadline, a week from Tuesday. Yeah. I don't think it's another receiver. They can't use another pick on a receiver.
I don't think that you. I don't think they trade for a pass rusher. You think so?
Well, if you all right, let's just say they do trade for something. What do you think it would be? What position would they try to add to the team?
A running back.
Mm.
Another running back.
Because we're a run team now?
Yeah, I would. Your biggest concern was the fact that Saquon was running the ball a lot. Like, he was more efficient last week.
But he's running a lot.
He's running a lot. And he's been pretty healthy so far. Knock on Formica, whatever this is. I would say probably another complimentary back.
Well, you go back to 2017.
They let some of the young cats run a little.
Yeah, well, there's that too. We could see more Gainwell and more Shipley. They did trade for Jay Ajayi in 2017. If I had to guess, I still think they would add a pass rusher to the mix, but the pass rush has obviously been good the last couple weeks here with the guys that have 13 sacks. Our little what-if Wednesday, my guess is they don't love the Jahan Dotson trade. That one not working out right now the way they envisioned.
Oh, my gosh, it's awful.
Yeah, it feels that way. If Cooper Kupp goes for three, it's a disaster. I mean, like, the fact that they paid that when, you know, these other receivers that are way better are going for it, that's not good. Rob Adelko, what's up, Rob?
Joseph Q, how you guys doing?
What's going on?
Hey, Rob.
Listen, I got a couple. I'm a hot take king here, so I got a couple hot takes for you, all right? That poll you put on Twitter for run the ball, I'm in the 10%, and you know why?
Why?
Because if we had a quarterback we believed in, Joe, it would be flipped. That's why the poll is the way it is. Not because we think we should run the ball, Hugh. I'm Andy Reid's philosophy. Throw to set up the run. That's how I am. If we believed in our quarterback, that's why the poll was at 10%.
I love your take on this. I think you're right. I think this is more about the question marks and concern with what the quarterback's doing right now rather than, hey, this is the best way to go win the Super Bowl.
Yep. If we believed in Jalen, then it would be 90, you know, it would be the flip. You know what I mean? It would be flipped. So I think it's all based on the quarterback. That's why we think we should run the ball. Now, here's my hot take with the Sixers, Hugh. I have no problem with what they're doing, Joe. None. Why didn't we do this 5 years ago? What, we had to wait for him? We had to waste years of him getting the MVP or finishing runner-up a couple times or getting his Olympic gold medal? Why didn't we start this plan 5 years ago? It wasn't like he just started getting hurt last year, right, Joe?
No. He's been getting hurt a long time, yep.
He's been getting hurt every single year he's been here. All 10 years, whatever it's been, 10, 11 years since he's been in a Sixers uniform, he's been getting hurt. So this is not new. I'm just mad, Hugh. They didn't do this earlier. That's all I'm mad.
Too little, too late.
Yeah.
It does feel that way. It feels too little, too late.
I feel like his best years are behind him.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing this now for, Josh Harris? You know what I mean? What are you doing this now for? The light bulb just went on. Let's conserve him for the, you know, for the playoffs. Hell, they should be doing this years ago. That's my only gripe. Not what they're doing, but when they decide to do it. You know what I mean? That's my biggest thing. And guess what?
Mm.
Before I give you my answer, here's the biggest hot take, Hugh. They're going to, after all, I just ripping the Sixers, they're going to win a championship before the Phillies and the Eagles. Okay? Mm. That's how I feel about the quarterback, and that's how I feel the state of the Phillies when we're going backwards.
Well, that would surprise a lot, even though maybe it's accurate. Or surprise a lot. All right, Rob, give us your guess. What do you got?
All right. I love this show. I don't know if he actually had a uniform for it or not. MacGyver.
MacGyver was a fun show. That's not it, but it's a fair guess. All right, on the other side, Elliot Shore Parks will join us. His thoughts on the Embiid stuff and the Eagles. Plus, we're still trying to give away this prize. It's a good one. $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's. The best clue coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Your calls as well. 215-592-949 for your chance to chime in on Embiid, Sirianni's press conference, and run the ball. Yes or no? Everyone says yes. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, Philly, I want to remind you that it's time to speak up. Election Day is November 5th, and we want every block and every voice to be heard, from Poplar to Mayfair, from Cobbs Creek to Parkwood.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.